Relax, listeners. It's your magic time.
Hocus pocus.
Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Do hope our show gets canceled. Oh, sorry, I misspoke. I mean, I sure don't hope our show gets canceled. And this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. He's Kendall chiming in back there. This is the old internet talk show / radio filler program / institution that airs on Rye 99, Busheltown, KBSH.
We need to be in an institution.
It's an institution in that the hosts should be institutionalized.
That's the one. But we're not. We're on safari.
We're loose and on safari in Zimbabwe. Oh, Kendall, did you ever think we'd do a show in Zimbabwe?
No way, though. I never thought that.
I never thought it.
I never thought we'd be on safari doing an episode either.
No, never. Never did I think that. I thought maybe a surfing safari, but not a regular safari.
No, we're out here in this beautiful countryside of Zimbabwe. It really is gorgeous here, but it is extremely hot. I mean, it's like 400 degrees inside this oven.
It's very hot. You slipped again. It's not an oven. It's a booth. It's a glass booth that we're doing the show in.
It feels like an oven.
But now we are in the city of Kwikwi, and what I love about the city of Kwikwi, amongst the things I love about it, is its motto. And I just want to steal its motto for our show, but we'll just have to change it a little bit. The motto for the city is the now city, in touch with tomorrow. So what if we're the now podcast, in touch with tomorrow? Wouldn't that be something?
We are in touch with tomorrow.
Well, I don't know. For people who've done episodes saluting like video stores and 1988 and stuff like that, I don't know if we're, but we could be. We got one finger on the pulse of yesterday. We could put another finger on the pulse of tomorrow.
I'm so fat I can't feel my pulse. So, Cliff, yeah, we are having this wonderful safari, as you mentioned. Cliff, our safari guide, he took all the kids to meet some young hikers.
Oh.
And so we've been left here all on our own here in the safari with just the adults. Things might get wild out here in the desert.
I know. We're out here. We're near. There's a big tree over there. There's the jeep that we came in.
Now that we got our bearings.
Oh, my God. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Hold on. Charles, do not put that peanut between your butt cheeks and try to get the elephant to come grab it. Don't do that again. Nope. He's never going to forget that.
Charles, please don't harm any of the animals.
What a beautiful, beautiful sight. Oh. All of these elephants and zebras.
Oh, it's so wonderful. Yeah, I'm watching the beautiful sunsets here with the orange skies. It's so wonderful. It's like another honeymoon for us, dear.
Another honeymoon with you, girl. That's all that any man could ask for.
Not Daffodil, please. Boys, aren't you having a wonderful time?
Oh, I think we're at the great.
I am having a wonderful time.
Yeah, I hope we see. I really want to see a lion. Wouldn't it be cool to see a lion while we're out here?
Dear, that'd be marvelous, dear.
It would be.
Oh, I saw one once, dear. Oh, it was in a zoo. Oh, my. It was still ferocious.
Dear, I remember that, dear. I was with you. Remember that, dear.
I remember I remarked on its ferocity.
Dear, remember you had just picked up the ice cream, and then you were talking about the ferocity right after that.
Oh, yes. I'll never forget it, you know.
Oh, goodness. All right, well, I know you have a long story about that, Mr. Snodbottom, but look at this beautiful view around us.
It is very beautiful, and that's why I feel like it's a proper resting place for our poor Dalmatian. Oh, no. What a tragic end.
Are you talking about the donkey?
Yes, dear. Dear Dalmatian.
Are we firefighters? All of a sudden, we have a Dalmatians? Are we Cruella de Vil?
No,
all
dear.
All of a sudden.
We named our dear, dear donkey, the one that just passed away last week, dear. We named him Dalmatian because of the cute little spots on his nose.
It was a posthumous name giving. Oh, he was such a wonderful donkey in the brief 15 or 20 minutes that we had him.
Oh, goodness, dear, so sad.
He really added a spark to our lives.
Oh, well, yeah, he did. We, you know, I don't know if our listeners were listening last week. Our, the new pet donkey, it just exploded after it ate some pyrotechnics.
Don't make us live through it again, Bauer. Oh, no.
Oh, dear, please, traumatic. It's just too much. I've barely gotten over it now, dear.
Kendall, I want to ask Mrs. Potter, but I better turn to Mrs. Snodbottom. Now, what are you talking about? A memorial? Like you're going to put up a statue?
We're going to bury the remains, dear. We scooped up what was left, and we put them in my purse, dear, and I've wrapped it in some nice aluminum foil, dear, and we're going to put it under the flowers, and we can find a really good spot with some nice flowers, and put a nice rock and a little cross, dear.
Oh, doesn't that sound lovely? A proper tribute to a wonderful donkey. Oh, dear. Let's go find a beautiful spot underneath the trees, in the shade. Oh.
Okay, boys, we're going to go look for a good spot, dear. We'll see you later.
Donkey boy.
Oh,
it's something. I'm glad.
Unexpected. That's something.
You know, he's getting a memorial, no less than he deserves. Dalmatian, the donkey.
Well, that's enough about exploding donkeys, Cliff. We got to get to our topic for the week.
Kendall,
we haven't even broached the surface. You know me; I can't go this long without talking about
it. I can't either. I can't believe it. Listeners are like, I downloaded this show because it was all about funky animal sex. And finally,
we haven't even said anything about it yet.
Here it is, listeners. Listeners, and Kendall, I just want to get it out of the way. And when it comes to the largest penis in the animal kingdom, whales take the top spot with penises that reach up to 10 feet in length. Talk about a size queen.
Whoa. Take that, Charles. He's got a whale of a tail.
Whale of a tail.
Cliff, you know, female ducks can, they have muscles in their vaginas that keep them so tight that penises can't get in them.
Oh.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
Kendall, do you know, speaking of animals and their wangs, often mistaken for rocks,
oh God.
Barnacles. Barnacles that, you know, they just never move. And so it makes it difficult to fertilize when that mating season comes around. However,
how you gonna do it?
Speaking of the wang, the barnacle's penis can extend up to 8 times its own size, which then blindly reaches into neighboring shells and just deposits sperm.
What?
Can you imagine? What a life for the barnacle. Now we have to even be jealous of barnacles. Got penises 8 times their size just depositing sperm everywhere. Willy-nilly.
It's just like knocking on the door next door. It's like, you have any sugar I could borrow?
Oh, here's some sperm.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Those damn barnacles, I'll never look at them the same way again.
No, you can't look at them. Just because they never move, don't think that they don't have a better sex life than you do.
Ooh.
Cliff, do you know that flies...
Flies?
Yes, those little flies that fly around your face, that during... when they have sex, they create a buzz that can attract predatory bats. Now, don't you think that's a terrible idea? Why would they do that?
Ooh.
Could you imagine if every time you had sex, you made a noise that would attract a predator?
No, usually every time I have sex, it attracts flies is what happens. Kendall, speaking of the good life, male alligators, they spend their entire lives with an erection. And they have a penis that shoots out like toothpaste from a tube, according to National Geographic. And so can you imagine if just...
Well...
Can you imagine, Kendall?
I try not to.
So next time you walk around and see an alligator, just know, hey, it's already turned on. It's halfway there.
It's ready to go.
Yeah.
Another... Oh, God. All right. Cliff, speaking of terrible things in sex, did you know at the end of sex for a bee, a honeybee, its genitals explode?
Whose genitals?
What a... The bee's genitals. When a honeybee has sex, the end of its genitals explode. They leave a tip from the penis into the female as a plug that stops the sperm from falling out. So it just, when it finishes, it's like, boom, it's done.
Now, Kendall, this reminded me of you right here, okay?
Uh-oh.
When a male praying mantis attracts a mate, he does a mating dance by flapping his wings and swaying his abdomen. And if successful, the female responds by allowing him to mount her before ripping off his head and finally devouring the corpse of her still mating lover. And if that doesn't say Kendall and Susan's wedding night, I don't know what does.
Ripping off my head. Cliff, male snakes have two penises. Two!
On each side of their body.
Each side. I got four. One for each. Can you believe it?
Can you? Oh, Kendall, if you want to talk about snakes. The red-sided garter snake, speaking of snakes, Kendall, can you even imagine this? The annual mating of this red-sided garter snake is a tourist attraction in Canada because that lady snake, she releases a pheromone that attracts hundreds of male snakes in the vicinity. And it attracts all these snakes, and these snakes rush her, and they create a large, squirming mating ball. And like many snakes, speaking of this bombshell Kendall already dropped, has two male garter snake has two penises on each side of its body. And in this ball, the male will try to use the best positioned penis to mate with the female in the center of the mating ball. Can you believe this, Kendall?
You mean, that's just insane.
It's going on under our noses. Turns out, there is also a snake who some have called a she-male snake because this snake releases the pheromones like the ladies do, and it fools hundreds of other male snakes. And they come and they create a mating ball with him. And that's just what happens out there in nature. So you don't even know, don't you try to guess the gender of the snake in front of you. You let it tell you, bitch.
Yeah, don't label it, Cliff. It's a Dalmatian.
Oh, they're burying it under that beautiful canopy of leaves over there.
That is a very beautiful place. I didn't really get to know the donkey all that much. I don't think I ever even, like, got to pet it.
No, but it's nice that somebody's paying respects to it, you know?
I want to know what you would have done, though, in that situation.
Oh,
Cliff.
Shit. What would I do?
What would you do?
All right.
I'm ready.
All right.
Think about this. You are saddened to learn of the passing of a distant cousin who you barely knew. And in the cousin's will, you're given a large home place that the cousin used to live in. And you go to check it out, and guess what, Kendall? I'm not shitting you. It's a fully functioning whorehouse.
Whoa.
What would you do?
Well, I'd shut it down, Cliff. Shut it down.
No.
And turn it into a magic club.
Oh my God. Do you know the only thing that's going to anger the men in town more than shutting down the whorehouse is then adding insult to injury? Turn it into a damn magic club. No, Kendo, you get a band and some backup singers and you sing Busheltown has a whorehouse in it. God have mercy on our souls.
Busheltown has a whorehouse in it.
would be great. Our brother,
that was the right answer.
Dom DeLuise, yeah.
Yep. All right, Cliff, you're at the local Bucket of Beans restaurant in, you know, over in Busheltown, and you're headed up to the all-you-can-eat buffet, and you are mighty hungry, and you're ready to get started, and there's this big rail that's stopping you from getting close enough to the smell of to smell the food, see what's good. So you stick your head into this, and you know that this is going to be good because it smells delicious, and when you start to pull your head back, what do you know? Your head is stuck in the rail of the buffet table. What do?
In the rail of a buffet table, you take the steak knife that came wrapped up in your napkin, you just start sawing. Saw through the rails.
You took it with you up there?
Yeah. You know, doesn't everybody just put their silverware in their pocket when they get it?
All right. Well, you were ready to get some food, so you're okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then you saw through.
All right, very good.
Oh, boy. Do you see this zebra over in the corner? Look at him
it's running.
It's so majestic.
Oh, it is running.
It's almost as if he's coming over to visit our poor Dalmatian.
He's come to pay his respects. He can tell some other animal that resembles a horse has died.
Oh, it's a wonderful sentiment. That's very beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
Didn't we pick a wonderful spot?
I think the animal mourners are going to be very happy when they come to see the remains of Dalmatian.
Oh, dear, we must put up a sign so people know of his name. Let's find something to carve it on.
Oh, dear. Do we have the camera batteries? We should take a photograph of the zebra.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Hold on, I think I have it in my purse. Oh, no, I buried it with the purse.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Now we'll have to go dig him up so we can get the camera batteries back, dear.
You're right, dear. We have to get the camera back. We have wonderful pictures on there. Oh, so excuse us, dear. We must go get our camera.
Oh, yes. There's no question.
Can you get a shovel, dear?
Shovel time.
Is it break time?
No. Is it your... I have 1,000 more what would I do? Sorry. Hope the listeners don't have to go to the bathroom because we're nowhere near commercial time. Kendall, speaking of the bathroom, you're on the toilet in your motel room.
Oh,
I hate to turn this into another toilet episode.
Every episode's a toilet episode.
But you're alone on the toilet. And it's one of those weeks where you have a motel room of your own, and we're not all, like, having to double and triple up. After a long and messy evacuation of your bowels, you look over and see that there's no toilet paper. Oh, my God. There's none in the whole motel room. What would you do?
Well, luckily for me, I always carry in my luggage extra toilet paper, a roll of paper towels, and moist wipes. So I got everything I need right there.
Lies from hell.
Not lies. Show them to you. I got them in my bag.
Listeners, when you pray tonight, send up a prayer for Kendall's soul, please.
You're walking into the studio, and you see a large plate of what looks like wonderful little chocolate cakes. They are all perfectly arranged on a nice tray.
Mm.
And you begin to eat a couple.
Ooh.
And you get one or two in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And you're chewing it when you realize that it's not chocolate.
Mm.
It turns out that Charles the contractor decided to take some poo and mold it into the cakes. He was, of course, was trying to get me, but instead you walked up because I was stuck at the dentist and you picked these up. What do you do?
Oh, well, you tell Charles the contractor, hey, let's set this trap again. See if Kendall will fall for it.
Good. Thanks so much. I just had my teeth cleaned at the dentist.
Yeah, maybe you want to film it, put it on the internet. I don't know.
All right,
Kendall, here's one for you. Guess what? You're dead.
What?
And
no.
After a weird deal with either the devil or God, we'll never know for sure, it's been decided that you can return to Earth and haunt. And, as a ghost, you have been zoned commercial, so you must choose a business to haunt. What would you do? What business would you haunt for all of eternity?
I mean, do I have to go back? I would haunt the dentist's office to get back at him for all those times he hurt my teeth.
Oh, Kendall. Terrible answer again.
I know, I was pushed to make a quick answer. I didn't have time to think it out.
Oh my God, you haunt a movie theater. Then you just go from movie to movie.
Oh, man, that's a good idea. If I ever die and God gives me that choice, or the devil, one of them, I have to call a friend. I have to call a lifeline. Like, get Cliff on the phone.
Listen, whatever deal they try to make you, just make sure somebody's there with you, okay?
Okay.
I've got to take a break. I need to go over... And I don't. Is there a bathroom? Is there like a porta potty here on the plains?
Yeah, it's called that tree over there, Cliff.
Oh no. Okay. Well, let me go make friends with it.
All right. We'll be right back.
I believe in miracles, and I believe Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
He doesn't destroy galaxies or capture aliens or fold up into a space vehicle. And his friends don't have names like Kiltron or Smashoid.
Hi, my name is Teddy Ruxpin.
All he does is tell stories about friendship, caring, sharing. And he goes on adventures where the only thing he captures is a child's imagination.
Good things come to those who wait. While you're waiting, get ready for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Welcome back to Animal
to the
Lust. Kendall.
Whoa.
The red velvet mite. Red velvet. Don't, not the male red velvet cake. The male red velvet mite.
Oh, I want some red velvet cake.
Don't you? What I love is, I don't even know if they make it anymore. The Ben and Jerry's red velvet ice cream. Oh, God.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Oh, we're too far away from civilization to get any good food right now.
I know. And thinking about that red velvet ice cream, it's making me, almost making me do this, like the red velvet mite, which releases sperm on twigs and stalks.
Ooh.
And in what scientists have called the love garden.
The love card.
Yeah, the scientists are not without a romantic side. Then they lay down an intricate silken trail to the spot. And when a female stumbles upon this trail, she'll follow it to seek out the artist. And if she likes the work, she'll just sit on it for the sperm. However, if another male spots the garden, he will trash the love garden and lay his own sperm web instead.
What a d***.
It just makes me think of, like, when people talk about, oh, the beauty of nature, God's perfect plan, and God, you know, everything he does is perfect. Like, well, okay, listen to this. This is what God had in mind. The straw itch mites, after they're born, the male straw itch mite hangs around their mom, stinging her to suck out her bodily fluids. And the male mites, they're born sexually mature, and in fact, they will immediately grab one of their brothers or sisters within minutes of birth and go to town on it. So, next time you're in church and they're asking what for a testimony of the, you know, beautiful God's plan.
Excuse me, preacher.
I say bring up that. I'm looking at that elephant over there, which luckily Charles the Contractor has left alone. And it makes me think of, and I don't know if I can see it or not. The light's better on your side of the booth. The elephant penis is so huge that males can rest on it like it's a leg.
Oh my God.
Is that what, I can't tell. Is it, does that elephant have five legs or is that what it's doing over there?
One,
I can't,
two,
I
three,
can't tell.
Four. Oh yeah, that's not a leg.
This elephant wang, do you know it can weigh 66 pounds? I need to lose the equivalent of an elephant wang.
I'm just one elephant penis away from my goal weight.
And speaking of, we're not done with the elephant penis yet, okay? It is prehensile, which means they have control over it. They can move it around, and they can even use it to scratch hard-to-reach places.
Oh, and good to have extra arm there when you need it.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Did you see that? Lion, dear. There's a lion.
A lion?
No, we were looking at that elephant penis over there.
Oh, my goodness, dear.
The lion?
Oh, look at
what's
him,
the
dear.
Lion doing? What? He's under that tree?
Isn't that where...
Oh, my goodness, dear.
What a tragedy. Another tragedy for poor
he's
Dalmatian.
He's digging up Dalmatian. Oh, my goodness, dear.
He must have smelled him. He's having dinner. Oh, God.
Oh, dear, and my camera as well, dear. It was in that bag.
Oh, no. He's eating Dalmatian and the photos that we had taken of poor Dalmatian and the children. Oh, no.
Now we'll never remember the poor donkey, dear.
Oh, well, maybe he'll, you know, he'll leave a little bit. There's no way he's going to eat all the bones and stuff. So, and even if he did, it would still be like his spirit is there. And so it could still be the memorial.
Dear, thank you so much, dear. I know he's here with us in spirit.
Yes.
Well, and but I actually took a photo of him on my phone last week, so I have this for you.
Oh, dear, that's so wonderful. Look at how cute he was, dear.
Oh, praise Christ. Oh, wonderful. Oh, look at the spots on his nose, sugar lump. Oh, my. He looks such like a Dalmatian.
Oh, remember when he nestled with us, dear?
Oh, yes. And when he lovably ate those flowers off of your hat, girl.
Oh, my. Oh, he was such a good donkey, dear.
Oh, he was one of the best I've ever known.
Well, I don't mean to break up this love fest for Dalmatian, but while you're in here, we do have some weird things. Do you want to hear something weird?
I don't know. I guess if we're trapped in here, we must hear something weird. Oh,
if we must,
it's gonna be good. All right. Well, I got something weird for you. You're gonna
all
love
right.
it.
All right. Lay it on us.
Drivers were stuck on a Florida bridge for nearly an hour when a loose emu wandered into the roadway and blocked traffic.
Oh goodness, an
Uh-oh.
Emu!
Oh,
yes,
no.
On.
It wasn't harmed.
No, it was not harmed. Everything's fine. But on Route 19's bridge in Tavares, traffic was backed up Sunday afternoon when this Australian bird just wandered into the road and refused to leave. It had a sock on its head and a leash on it, and someone tried to go up and pull the sock off, but it tried to attack them, so they just led them off of the bridge, and finally the Lake County Animal Control finally showed up and took the bird into custody and returned it to its rightful owner. An emu right there in the middle of traffic.
That sounds like a case of animal abuse.
Why does anybody have an emu as a pet?
Oh, dear, it's terrible.
Why do they have a sock on it?
I know, a sock and a leash.
You know, dear, every time you wash our laundry, you lose a sock. Perhaps the emu are finding them.
Where do they go, dear? I must go into emu's heads.
Well, all right, well, I've got a weird story for you, okay? And believe it or not, this is not the synopsis of Death Becomes Her. It's a weird news item.
Ooh.
A South African woman has been discovered alive in a morgue.
Oh my God.
Shortly after being declared dead in a car crash.
Oh, dear, it's a miracle.
Oh, praise Christ. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful thing to be alive.
Well, the woman was found breathing by mortuary technicians after several hours of being certified dead. The operations manager said, "We followed our procedures. We have no idea how it happened. Never once did she mention being alive."
Oh, that would be awful, but I'm so happy to hear that she's okay. Oh,
what a terrible nightmare that poor lady has endured.
Cliff, an abandoned couch at the side of a commercial road in Florida is going viral after people started turning it into an outdoor living room. The sofa, which is now known as on social media as the hashtag the couch, has been on the sidewalk next to Palm Bay Road in West Melbourne near a Chick-fil-A for several weeks. And they're even like having a big fan night for the couch. They're holding a meet and greet. And they're asking people to bring canned goods to donate to a local food bank. So some good is coming out of the couch after all.
Oh, dear. What will people become obsessed with next? First a couch, what next, a chair or a table? Oh, my. Sometimes I fear for the youth of today. Oh, dear.
It's littering, dear. I don't know why they would put furniture out of the road to begin with.
Well, I agree. It's really just a big piece of litter they're all celebrating.
They're celebrating litter.
And Kendall and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn and Mr. Snodbottom, a woman, she was pulled into crocodile-infested waters in Australia.
Ooh.
By, guess what? A shark, which bit her finger as she tried to feed it.
Oh, that sounds very painful.
Oh, my.
That
is my.
Horrible. That's a horrible way to go.
It would be. The woman said it's not the shark's fault, but it could have been a lot worse.
Stay the hell away from it.
And this incident has taught her to respect marine life and look at it in awe, but just leave them the hell alone. She's heard to say, "We're not meant to be in the water. If we were, we'd have gills."
Oh, yeah, that's quite right. I wouldn't want to go in the water with sharks at all.
Oh, no. I never go in the water above my ankles if I can help it, dear.
That's right, dear. It's very good idea not to go that deep.
A traffic camera in China was recording as more than 300 feet of cloth unfurled from the back of a truck, and it covered the road behind this vehicle. It had a big roll of fabric on it. This is something out of like a Muppet movie. And it just started unrolling, and he unrolled the whole thing, like 328 feet of cloth, just left it behind, and they called him later. He didn't even know he lost it.
Oh, that's like you bringing your toilet paper to the motel with this.
I'm like, why do I just have this cardboard roll?
No, that's a funny story, dear.
No, dear, it sounds very wasteful.
No, it was very wasteful, but he went back, I think, and got the fabric.
Think of the dry cleaning bill for a piece of fabric that long.
Well, Kendall, that story about your toilet paper was so weird, I didn't even realize that the lion, I guess he finished up and he's moved away. Over there.
He finished up.
Oh, thank goodness, dear. Let's go see if there's anything left, dear. We can bury that,
let's rebury our precious, precious damage.
Oh, this is horrible.
Well, this is poor Dalmatian.
That was horrible to watch.
Even in death.
Oh, I know.
Can't catch a break.
He just can't catch a break.
Oh,
Cliff. Well, I think we have one more thing that we got to play.
That's right, Kit. Kendall, it's time for a little game I call Host Mash.
All right, I'm sure we're gonna.
Okay. Oh wait, sorry. I thought I saw a leopard over there, but those were just the big freckles on Charles the Carpenter's ass.
Oh God,
he's just peeing
tree. Put your pants up.
Repeat after me. The object of this game is
dismatch. Got it.
For the host match. Number one, gonna hit you where you live, Kendall. Stupid Stuart. He was so stupid. Oh, my God. But don't you just love him despite how stupid he is?
Love him.
And love him. It's an unconditional love with old stupid Stuart. He was so stupid that he fainted while eating a fruit salad. You see, he'd found a green grape in the fruit salad, and he thought it was a blank.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. An olive.
Lizard testicle.
Oh, I don't know. That it was stupid.
All right, Kendall, this one is dedicated to you. You ready?
All right, let's do it.
All right, your boy, Steven Spielberg, has decided.
Oh, good old Steven.
Yeah, he's decided to make a movie about the wonderful icon and legend, Bette Midler, on a shopping trip to the grocery store.
I'm in.
He's going to call this movie blank. Bette Midler going to the grocery store.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Divine Shopping.
No. Midler's List.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of puns.
Oh, idiot. Kendall, are you ready? Cliff and Kendall.
My name's not Stuart.
Cliff and Kendall are so fat that they went to SeaWorld. And all the employees of SeaWorld tried to blank them.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Train
them by throwing dead fish at their faces.
Oh, we
got it. Host match.
What a match.
All right, Kendall, let's keep this hot streak going. Mufasa the lion converted to Catholicism. And as such, he set about avoiding all 7 of the deadly sins. Greed and sloth were easy to get rid of, but Mufasa did not know how he was supposed to live without blank.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Pride.
Pride. Joe Camel is no longer allowed to sell cigarettes. Did you know this?
I didn't.
So he's resorted to modeling on an animal sex fetish website. Perverts buy Joe Camel's photos because they get off on looking at blank.
Oh, no. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Cigarette.
Camel toes.
I thought for sure you wouldn't say that. I should have went with my gut.
Yeah, Kendall, a gut that big, you gotta go with it sometimes.
I know.
Last one. Dracula. He went swimming in a public pool one night. He had a grand old time soaking up the moonlight until he realized the chlorine in the pool had bleached his blank.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Cape.
Fangs. Oh, his cape. I thought you would say asshole.
Why would I ever say that?
I don't know. I really almost said it because I thought Kendall was going to say that the chlorine bleached Dracula's asshole.
All right, Cliff, that was a lot of fun. I can't believe we got as many as we did.
I can't believe we did. I think it's good luck here being on the safari, this beautiful scenery in front of us. The leopards, the lions, the zebras, the elephants, everything. Beautiful.
Oh, you know what? There's a rhinoceros over there. You see it?
Oh, what is that it's got on its horn? Oh, those Charles the Contractor's underpants.
Oh, my God. Charles.
I guess he's pranking the rhino. Kendall, I'm sorry, but I have more animal sex facts.
Oh, my God. I thought you'd never give me some more animal sex facts.
I can see the lust in your eyes over there. And here's another. This is another fact that reminded me of you and Susan, okay? Ooh. After a careful process of waiting and courting, sounds like you already, right? Waiting and courting. Okay. The male porcupine sprays the female with urine to get her in the mood. And Kendall, guess what? We were just talking about Australia for some reason. I don't remember why. But speaking of Australia, kangaroos, do you know how many vaginas they have?
Lucky three, Cliff.
Lucky three. Three times a lady. Two to carry the sperm from the two-pronged penis of their mates. Get a load of that. If you see kangaroo coming at you with a couple things wagging, move out of the way.
Out of the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Cliff, you know, did you know around a third of seahorse sexual encounters are the same sex? A third.
Are they? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, my percentages are much higher. Kendall, speaking of animal sex, after copulating with multiple mates, and what am I, a female chicken? No, the female chicken can dump the unwanted male by ejecting his sperm from her body.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, talk about your morning after pill.
See, and there's no problem with that.
Oh, no problem with that. That's the Lord's design right there. Speaking of, the Lord also designed this. You know, bed bugs. They take part in a particularly brutal form of copulation known as traumatic insemination. Oh.
God, they would.
They would. The male bed bug, he stabs the female in her abdomen with a hypodermic needle-like penis and injects his sperm. And he just injects the sperm right into her abdomen. And then the sperm just travels through her body until it finds her ovaries.
That's rude.
I know. Well, this is another one that reminded me of you. Look, they're starting to, Mr. Snodbottom, Mrs. Butter, and they're laying out a picnic over there on the ground. Look at that.
Oh, just watch for lions, please.
I know. We got to get out there before, but I have more to tell you. A hippo. This also reminded me of you. Male hippos.
Oh, that one.
They mark, not only, I should say, because of their size, but also because male hippos fling their poop everywhere. And that wards off males and attracts doo-doo-loving females. Can you believe this?
Doo-doo-loving females. I thought that would remind you more of Charles.
Oh, this one reminds me of Charles, too. Before mating, a male giraffe drinks the urine of a female giraffe just to see if she's fertile. Oh, Kendall, I had so many more. I had tips about these lesbian lizards where there's not even any males in the species. I had tips about how tiny gorilla penises are. I had tips about banana slugs that sprout penises on their foreheads when they get ready to mate. About how sheep are
the nature world is so weird.
I know. Sheep are like the sea horses of the land because they're so gay too. What a wonderful, when I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, Kendall, I got to get out there. Mrs. Potter Butter Bird, she just put out some cookies.
Why didn't she tell us she had cookies? All right, well, I got a quote real quick for you, Cliff.
All right.
Keep your face always toward the sunshine and shadows will fall behind you. That was Walt Whitman.
Oh, love it. Oh, hey, Mrs. Potter, Butter, and save me those cookies, okay?
Of course, dear.
Oh, hurry up, boys. We're going past, and those zebras are looking rather hungry.
Ooh, oh, yeah, I gotta get over there.
You gotta get over there. I gotta get over there.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
I'm just one elephant penis away from my goal weight.